Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can find Kevin Wooster's blog online at sdpb.org/Wooster. And you can find him here on In the Moment on Thursdays at about this time, usually. Today, we're going to talk about Congressman Dusty Johnson and the power of a political press release. Kevin, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be back.
Do you have a 5-foot drift in front of your house? I'm hearing.
I have one that's about 5 foot. We looked at the dog's kennel last night in the house, and the kennel is missing. So I'll have to be doing some shoveling before Rosie spends any time out in the kennel.
Well, I have invested in a floor squeegee, and it turns out to be one of the best things I've ever bought from a hardware store because of the water in my basement.
Just pouring down your way. Huh?
Welcome to almost spring in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Other things never change, and that's how politicians from South Dakota sort of have to deal with the base and deal with their role in Washington. You've been following Congressman Dusty Johnson and the debate over the border wall.
Yeah, and I'm sure glad I got that high praise in for him for being a statesman, because it didn't last long. And I say that with respect and affection for the congressman, but realities exist in politics, and my argument on the first look at this issue when he voted against the emergency funding process. Trump's declared emergency for the wall construction and ended up, of course, voting with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority, which doesn't look good in South Dakota, and took a beating over it, but was to call him a statesman. And I think that was in that act, he was. And I've been a little under the weather this week, so I kind of lost track of the issue. And somebody gleefully from the environmental community pointed out his new bill, the furthering environmental security by tempering environmental
regulations,
Faster Act.
Build the wall faster by basically overcoming and pushing through, EPA and Endangered Species Act regulations and restrictions. That's kind of the gist of that, yeah.
And he's a conservative Republican, so he's inclined to think that way anyway, hopefully with some thought for the environment too. But, the timing is hard to dance around, that I've been beat up pretty bad. And apparently at some point along the way, they decided they need to do more than just hit the Second Amendment votes that he made right after that and shore up this thing directly. And I don't know the details on it, but as I said to the guy that sent me the tweet with a laugh out loud on it, this seems to be not such an act of statesmanship.
All right. So define statesmanship then. When you said that, what did you mean? You were looking at the bigger picture of standing with your convictions, or how did you use that word? Yeah.
Which I have to think that's what he did on the vote against him. He believes in a separation of powers. I think most conservatives would, most free-thinking Americans would believe that that's important, and that Dusty Johnson was willing to support the president during shifting some money from other areas that were more closely related to what he sees this is, drug interdiction and drug enforcement type stuff. But some of the military transfers of funds from the military, he thought was a bridge too far, and so I think it was a vote in out of conviction on his part, and I praised him for it, and I still admire that vote. This next one was more business this Faster Act to me is more business as usual.
So the Faster Act in a Democrat-led House maybe doesn't have a lot of traction, or do you think it does? Yeah. I mean, is he releasing this because it speaks to the base, or is he releasing it because he really thinks it's a viable option for moving forward with building a border wall?
He's not getting this through the House, so,
I didn't want to come out and say that, but
absolutely, this was a reaction to this, and people have laughed at me that I would conclude that Dusty has to worry about a primary opponent in the next cycle, and he certainly will have one, and he would even admit, I think, that vote guaranteed him one if he wasn't going to get one before, and it also guaranteed an ad that's pretty easy to write Dusty Johnson stood with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats against Donald Trump, which is not the ad you want, really, on the border wall, to make it worse. And so we've got this thing. And I was thinking as I looked at it, but you just, I mean, the Homeland Security already has the authority to waive a lot of really important environmental laws or regulations and laws in the name of national security when it comes to border wall construction. I mean, there's really, I don't know of any need for this even. And there's already lawsuits have been going on for years to try and back off that, the, you know, the lessening of these very important laws already. So, I mean, it just clearly does seem like a concocted effort to try and reach out to the base.
Well, let's talk about that base. Is it going to work? I mean, once that people who were astonished and opposed to his original vote see what comes next, is it ever enough, or will that be the thing that they'll, I mean, beyond a reelection campaign, but is that the or I mean, a commercial, is that the thing that they will remember?
That's part of what they'll remember. I mean, a certain number of people in what I would call a hard right base in South Dakota don't like the mainstream Republican group in the state that's been in power for a long time overall. It's being challenged now, I think. But, you know, Dusty's former boss, Dennis Dugard, his other former boss, Mike Rounds, be part of that group. And Dusty's part of that group. And there's a group of people that would not vote for Dusty Johnson, in part because he's affiliated with Dennis Dugard, because, you know, they consider Dennis a closet liberal, as laughable as that might seem to many of us. And Dusty's in that camp that a certain percentage of real hardcore right-wingers are not going to support. And so he's got to worry about how big that is and how because they have undue influence in primary elections.
Right.
You know,
and if Dusty Johnson was here, how do you think he would respond to that?
Well, wisely, with a measured approach, with maybe just a hint of humor. But, you know, he would argue that he has to make votes for the people, everyone, including the hard right, including my wife, the Democrat, who I mentioned in the vote was praising Dusty for that particular vote, you know, on the emergency. But he doesn't, he has to worry about those folks that have all that animosity towards the Republican mainstream a lot more in the Republican primary than he does most of the time. So you're in a short turnaround in the House. Basically, he's got to start running pretty soon. And this is part of running.
During the campaign, one of the things he said to me was just how nasty those online comments were, just how brutal some people could be. And he seemed to have a mature understanding of it, but you could also tell that it stung. He didn't like that part of who we are as people, that so much of that would exist. Do you think he can sort of get past that and, put it on the shelf where it belongs? The nasty, not just the disagreeing with the vote, but the some of the comments which are unhelpful.
Yeah, the comments the last I heard from him were 100-1 plus, you know, negative for every positive. Mm-hmm. And some of them were nasty, some of them in person, you know. And I think people are typically worse on social media because they just get bad on social media, especially. But one of the things I admire about Dusty is that he is not a mean-spirited person. He doesn't speak mean-spirited rhetoric, and I do think he's a human being and takes these things personally. And as I look at this FASTER Act, this, who knows, this could be designed to put a little ointment on the wounds of 10 people, 20 people, 2 people, I don't know, somebody that maybe he'd like to not have after him quite as much, or maybe it's just something he thinks he needed to follow up with.
Kevin Wooster, you can read the blog at sdpb.org/Wooster. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.